Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing. My next guest, okay, she's going to call in any minute, and it's going to be fun to talk to her because this is a fun book. Finally, I get a book that makes me laugh, and I love it. So I'm just waiting for her to call in from Canada. My goodness. Hey, Big Ed in the control room, tell me, what is our state bird?
If I had to guess, there's so many of them. How about a pelican?
No, it's a mockingbird, and they want to get rid of the mockingbird.
Did the mockingbird do something offensive?
I guess so. Must have mocked somebody. I am going to have a very special Canadian bird. Hi!
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is very funny. We were just talking about the state bird here in Florida, and they are going to change it. And right now, the state bird is the mockingbird, and they want nominations for favorite birds. So I am going to nominate Canadian snowbirds, because wouldn't that be perfect?
Perfect. That is absolutely perfect.
Well, They just started the petition this week. They want to change from the mockingbird because obviously the mockingbirds have been mocking the wrong people. So I thought, well, I have Gabrielle St. George on today, and I can ask her if she thinks that the Canadian snowbird would be a good bird for Florida.
Yeah, that's literally perfect. And we have so many desperate Canadian snowbirds up here who've missed going south to Florida for 2 winters now, for most of them.
I know, and we miss you people because you bring money, and it has been very, very sad down here for us because we're, you know, I'm right here in Clearwater, Florida, which is like the home of Canadian snowbirds.
The Mecca.
I mean, like, you know, it is your paradise, and whoa, and you can't come. This is still crazy, but meanwhile, we are down here, but we get to read your books, but particularly this one, How to Murder a Marriage. Now, I'm going to tell you, I get so many books, and very few of them make me smile, let alone laugh out loud.
Oh.
So when I do get, well, you listen, I get some really, you know, this has been pandemic-y times. And
yeah,
I get
heavy stuff.
Oh, I get heavy stuff. I even got two that were really, really bad because they were about new versions of leprosy. And I thought, no, this is not, I don't need this. I need a laugh. And as a matter of fact, I sent out to all of the publicists who send me books. I said, please send me something funny. I can't take it anymore. And then I get How to Murder a Marriage, the ex-whisperer files. And I said, oh, goody.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I love, you know, they say, I mean, I've read it so many times, comedy is the most difficult thing to write. And I think if you can write it, you should.
It must be, because I could tell you out of the, you know, as I said, I get about 4 or 5 books a day. I used to get 4 or 5 books a week. Now I'm getting them every day.
Wow.
And I can think of only 5 that have made me laugh all year long.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And maybe even writers are, you know, finding it difficult to feel funny.
I don't know.
Tough, right?
Yeah, well, but you've managed to do it. Of course, Canadian. So, you know, I'm from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I'm a Youper. And so we always laugh at Canadians anyway. So
that's true. But, you know, I'm so fascinated with where you're from because I'm like straight across the inland sea from you on Lake Huron.
Oh, well.
I'm in Southampton. So we get so many Michiganders coming on their, like, mind-blowing boats, and they stay for a few weeks or even a few months in the summer, and they're obviously the greatest. But, I mean, when I look out across our ocean here, I'm looking right at you, or where you used to be.
Yeah.
A lot of similarities in the landscape, you know?
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, you know, being from up there, it's a different world, absolutely. And I love Canada. I spend a lot of time in Canada, particularly at Blue Lake in Quebec. Some of the best fishing in the world is in that little lake. So I just always so happy to talk to a Canadian.
But you fish then.
Oh, I fish. Oh.
Oh, woman, you have to come up here and have a drink with me sometime. I don't fish, but I'll sit with you and read a book. But we have some of the best fishing in Ontario because I live on a back onto the Saugeen River. And after the Niagara River, it's the biggest river in Ontario. And right now it's the steelhead and salmon, and they're just going crazy here. But it's some of the best fishing like you could ever imagine.
Well, I'm
known for that.
I love to fish. I've been fishing, you know, since I was a little toddler sitting next to my daddy. And so, oh, yeah, I will come up there. I don't know if they open the border. Goodness gracious, I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, hopefully that's happening soon. You're going to have the snowbirds are going to go extinct. They're going to lose it.
Yeah, they'll all be in a nut house.
Yeah.
You need this. And it's so beautiful down here right now. It's so gorgeous. I don't want to rub it in. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about this book, How to Murder a Marriage, The Ex-Whisperer Files. I love the cover. It's very distinctive. You get it, and you never forget it. And then you have just developed a wonderful character. I love Gina. Tell us about her.
Well, she's turning 50. She's in the book, she turns 50. She's been divorced for a few years. Her four kids have fled the nest. And she's starting over. She's pushing the reset button on the next stage of her life. And that's scary, and a lot of people are in that situation, you know, where we're reinventing ourselves or just rediscovering our old selves, but it's so common now, and I really couldn't find... I love mysteries, always have, since my little girl days reading Nancy Drew under the bed covers, and I love mystery series, that's my favorite, and I couldn't find one that was about me, that was in my lane, that I could relate to, a woman, you know, a mature woman in that age range, in her 50s, who was real. Because a lot of us swear and, you know, have...
Oh, no, you don't. Oh, my goodness.
I'm talking about my friends. And, you know, smoke pot and... want to fall in love again and want to start new careers and all kinds of, or want to retire and travel the world solo, whatever it might be. It's not over. It's just the beginning. I couldn't find mystery series with a character like that. I couldn't. I hope they're out there and I missed them.
Oh, I don't think there are that many out there.
No.
And certainly none as funny as this one. Well, Gina Malone, I really like her. And I love the way the book starts because it starts off with a list. And I am a person who loves lists. I just love lists. I do lists. I make lists. I used to drive, I homeschooled my boys. I used to drive them crazy with lists because I always had lists. And so this starts off with the 6 most stressful life events.
Yeah.
And I you check them off one at a time, or more or less. And I don't know if I should. I can. You want to tell them, or do you want me to?
No, you go ahead.
Okay. Well, divorce. Now that's a biggie. That's like one of the big stresses. Death of a loved one. Yeah. Moving house. Oh my gosh! The idea of it.
Be number one.
Yeah. Becoming the victim of a crime. Yeah, well, yeah, I noticed that in the book we have a little bit of stalking, and I can relate to that. I can tell you a funny story about that in my own life. And dismissal from work, although if you happen to be Lee Child, you can make something great out of it because, you know, he was fired when he was 39. He was really mad, and he decided to write a book.
Yeah.
So that turned out okay for him. And imprisonment. Well, I am glad. Although I did break somebody out of jail once, I have not been in jail myself. And I mean, really, I did break somebody out of jail.
Great. I want to read that book.
Yeah, that is a fun book. So, as I said, it started off right away. When I got this list, I said, oh, this is going to be a good, you know, as I said, when I get as many books as I do, people now really have to catch me. I can't read all of those books. I will select them, and by page five or six, I better like this book. And yeah. I like this book after the second paragraph. I liked the first one. I said divorce. I never went through that, so I don't know about that one. Death of a loved one. Well, of course, that's a terrible thing. Moving house. That got to me the minute you said moving house. The horrors of that when we moved from Houston to Florida, because yeah. At the time I had over 6,000 books and I had to get rid of 3,000.
That's killer.
Yeah, that was a killer. Being a victim of crime, well, a simple crime like an ex somebody stalking you, or an unhappy person. But nobody's ever dismissed me from work because I have always been the boss. That's one thing. I have made sure.
That's a good thing.
Since I was a kid, I had one company after another. And I started with my first company when I was 8 years old. And I have had companies all of my life. And I dismiss people. So nobody could dismiss me.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good, huh?
Yeah.
But you must. So I said to myself, I like this author. I said, I just like her. I like her. I like her. She's making me happy.
Oh, I'm so glad. That's like the best, highest compliment I could ever receive. Literally, I my calling is to be an entertainer. That's what I've felt my whole life. So my reason for writing the book, and when I feel, was this book a success? If it makes people feel good, I'm a success. It worked. I accomplished exactly what I set out to do, regardless of what the sales turn out to be or anything else. If it makes people feel good, makes people feel happy, if I can make someone laugh, I did it.
Well, you certainly have made me laugh, and you're going to make a lot of other people laugh. So, the story really is so cleverly done, and as the ex-whisperer and best-selling relationship book author of Gal Guides, I think you have a winner here in this book.
Oh, thank you so much. That means everything coming from you, truly, that does.
Well,
I just wanted to say here also that it's the first book in a three-book contract, you know, which will likely be extended. But all the books start with a list, and I'm just madly head down finishing. I have 4 weeks left, the first draft of the second book. It also starts with a list, top 10 reasons to skip your high school reunion. I mean, someone could get murdered.
Aha.
Right? Yeah.
And this other thing I love about the book is you have letters. Now, I love letters in a book. Ever since I read, did you read Dorothy Sayers' Lord Peter Wimsey books?
Yeah.
And there are letters in there, particularly from his mother, the Dowager Duchess. And I love letters in a book. And so you have that. So you have everything in this book that I love.
Man, I struck it.
You did. You did. I mean, you really, really did. And I am so glad to hear that you've got a contract for more because, well, as I said, it's just a fun book and it's, you know, we need some fun in our lives. It's nice to, you know, have a mystery, but why not laugh about it? And we have, of course, you know, as I said, I was happy also to see that you were from Canada because this radio station particularly has a great relationship with Canada because we have been hosting Canada Calling and for years because when the Canadians are down here, they are looking for news from up north. They want to know mostly about if you're having a blizzard. And we had Pryor Smith, who was the host of Canada Calling, and he was here at our station.
Oh, fantastic. Listen, I have a question for you. I want to know, do these Canadians call you Patty with a Z?
Oh, they better not call me Patty with a Z.
That's how we say it.
I know.
Patty with a Z.
Oh, I. When I was in England, and I, that's why I usually go around, when I introduce myself to people, I shake hands and I say, Patsy, well, I used to shake hands. I can't shake hands now. Hi, I'm Patsy with a Z. And I had to do that in England, and they'd say, what? I said, don't you dare, because I lived in England for quite a while. Don't go Z-ing me around.
Right. Patsy with a Z or Patsy with a Z, but you answer to both.
Well, yes, but then, you know, you might not get on the program the next time, you know. Yeah, never know. Yeah. Well, of course, if you were a man and you were wearing a yellow blazer and plaid pants, then I would let you on, because of course we love to make fun of Canadians. Maybe it's, I don't know, perhaps it's a fresh air up there. I think you do have a good sense of humor. Youpers also make fun of everything. We're very, you know, we have to, you know. So it doesn't matter where we are, when we make jokes, we need to. And we don't mind people making jokes about us, because people make jokes about youpers all the time. And it's not true that we have no sense of humor. As a matter of fact, we're very witty people. And we are very proud of that. Oh,
I know.
Well, it is.
Fun is important.
It is. It is. It's just so nice to laugh for, because I've been having a lot of serious books, and I am really happy to have an author who's got a sense of humor.
You know what? I'm like so enamored right now with the Bookstagrammer community. You know, on Instagram. These Bookstagrammers they're just so ridiculously supportive of authors and books. And just the nature of Instagram, most of the Bookstagrammers are quite young women, like in their 20s, most, some in their 30s. There might be a couple in their 40s, very few. And many, many of them have reviewed my book, and the reviews have been fabulous. And I'm surprised, because I really thought, with my main character being 50, that it would appeal to women in that age range. But all these young women are head over heels in love with Gina, the main character. And I keep getting like personal messages from them, and then in their reviews. And I'm so surprised by that. And I think the bridge is the humor. I think it's just that she's funny, and everyone wants that so bad that they just love her. And it has like gone beyond the age thing, just hasn't come into it. And I gotta say, that surprised me. But I'm happily surprised.
Well, I don't know. It's just something, perhaps it's something about Canadians. We have a little bit to, we're gonna play a little Canadian thing for you. Just hold on and listen, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, you just hold on. Do we have it ready?
Throughout the pandemic, you could fly. It wasn't easy because a lot of the flights were canceled and there were all kinds of restrictions, but you could fly. But the land border crossings, all of them, all the way across from the Atlantic to the Pacific, were closed. And they were closed until yesterday morning. They were closed for 18 months.
Wow.
But they announced about 2 weeks ago that the land border crossings would be reopened. The proviso is you have to be double vaccinated to drive across. But there's one minor fly in the ointment. If you're going to go across for, say, a day or two or 3 days to visit with friends or relatives, because of a bizarre Canadian regulation, which is now under review and I suspect will be dropped in the next couple of weeks, but as of right now, if you go across the border into the States and you come back, you have to get a COVID test. And that COVID test can cost you in the range of $200 to $300. So seeing a family of four was driving across to visit with relatives for a few days, it would cost you $1,200 roughly.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, that, as I said, that is from our host, Prior Smith of Canada Calling. Did you know that?
We're going to go to Greece. I'm going to have to pay that $300 test when I come back. But I mean, that's just one person. But my four kids were coming back. That would be $1,200 right there. And Canada's not accepting the lesser test, which they do accept in the UK and everything. It's got to be the full-blown one, which is $300. And I think there's a lot of pressure, mostly because from the snowbirds, but there's a lot of pressure on the government right now to drop it. I mean, if you're double vax, come on. It's got it. That's like overkill. So hopefully that comes to an abrupt halt because it, yeah, no one's going to go cross-border shopping right now for Christmas.
No.
Say that.
No,
yeah.
It's going to be devastating. And, well, it is. It's hurting us here because, you know, we were used to having big Canadian families coming down here with all the kids, buying all this wonderful stuff to go to the beach.
Yep.
And
yep.
Spending a fortune in our area, and we love Canadian dollar.
Yeah.
And of course you can't do it. It's crazy.
No, I know. And you know the real estate prices, like particularly all over Canada, and all over Ontario, have gone nutty. But where I am, it is a tourist area, and so many people, and I've talked to them too. But then I have friends who are real estate agents in the area. And these snowbirds, who after they couldn't go like second winter, and then now are iffy about this one, have been snatching up vacation properties here because they're afraid they're going to have to sell their condo or home in Florida. So it has ripple effects everywhere.
It does.
So this has actually made, it sounds good, oh, all the real estate being snatched up. It's not good for local people who are being priced out of their home market, which is what's happening. So lots of ripple effects to it, you know, all around.
And of course, normally I think you would probably come to America and, well, America, sorry about that, United States, because you're a part of North America, but you would come and do some book tours and have some events and get out there and do book shows in New York City or something, and you aren't doing that.
No, that whole, you know, section of the industry has changed a lot. I think there's been some good things in that, you know, at first everyone scrambled. We can't go on book tours. We can't have book launches. What do we do? And then everyone kind of sorted out the virtual thing. And some people still aren't, you know, in love with it. But the upside is that if you couldn't attend the book party or book launch or book reading or signing in New York City because you lived in Milwaukee, now you can go. You know, you can go online. But it's... Even this whole book shortage coming up, it's a real thing, and everyone's going to make less money this holiday season. The authors, publishers, bookstores.
I know. It's so difficult. I will tell you one thing. I will promote this book like crazy because I think so many of my listeners will love it because they really are looking for a book that will make them laugh. And also, I just love looking at the cover. They came out with a great cover, and it's called How to Murder a Marriage, The Ex-Whisperer Files, and it is first of a trilogy or maybe a quadrilogy or maybe, maybe you know, a dozen or cheaper by the dozen. We'll have 13. There's going to be a lot of these. I hope there's a lot of these books.
Oh, Patsy with a Z, you're a dream. Thank you so much.
Well, I think you are absolutely adorable. And tell us, what is your website? How do you want people to find you?
Yeah, it's my name, Gabrielle St. George. That's Gabrielle, stgeorge.com. And today is pub day, release day, my book birthday. And it's available everywhere books are sold. Everywhere, all through the States, up here in Canada, everywhere. Yay.
Yay, exactly. Okay, everybody, really, you need a laugh. Get this book. You need a good little mystery, too. You get it all in this delightful book. And then you get to go and go to Gabrielle's website, and you can see if she has some Zoom events, because I'm sure she's funny on the Zoom as well. And again, thank you so much for being on Joy on Paper today. You are a treat. You really, I'm telling you, you stand out from so many authors because you have a sense of humor, and it's important and it's wonderful, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, Patsy, I could cry. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you so much.
Well,
you said, and having me on the show, it's such an honor, and I just appreciate this so deeply. Thank you, thank you.
Okay, well, we will have you back as soon as the next book is published, and meanwhile,
all right.
I will keep promoting this one. Everybody, I want them to get this book and to also buy it as a gift, a perfect gift for every woman, every woman you know, because they will just, they'll start laughing when they get to two or three in the list, and hopefully they will all stay out of, never get to number six where they have to check it off. But you never know, you know.
No.
You never know.
Desperate time.
Okay, and you're going to Greece, huh?
Yeah, my kids live in London, but we're going to go to, I think we're going to go to Crete for Christmas. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you have a fantastic time. Stay safe. And let's hope this is over. And then you actually can come down here to Florida. And even if you don't have a book release, if you are a snowbird and you come down here, you can come to the studio. I don't care if it's a release date or not. You're welcome here anytime. How about that?
That is beautiful. Thank you. I have passion for Key West, so as soon as I can get down there, I'll be down there, girl.
Okay, perfect. I'll have the drink ready. Okay. All right.
Thank you. Take good care.
Okay. Thanks now. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. Oh, she's good. She's good. You see this? I'm laughing. I'm so happy to talk to somebody like this. Oh, it's wonderful. And thank Big Ed so much for this little clip we had here about Canada calling. Well, I think we should name our bird, our new bird. They've got some funny birds they want to name. I had thought it would have been the pelican or the flamingo or something. I didn't realize it was the mockingbird. The mockingbirds are very nice. I like mockingbirds. Actually, I used to know one that sang in the key of E flat. And a mockingbird singing in the key of E flat is one of my favorite songs. So you never know. But I was happy that we get to talk to a Canadian. And I will nominate, I think they're going to put it up on the state thing or the whatever, that we can nominate our favorite bird. So if it's not the Canadian goose, they come down here, we can do a snowbird. Bye-bye now.